started migrating to Detroit more than 100 years ago, over time forming one of the largest Syrian communities in the country. Today, many are newer immigrants who still have close ties to Syria. Last week, about 100 Syrian Americans, including lots of kids, gathered at a tidy park in suburban Detroit. They wanted to show support for U.S. military strikes against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Free Syria!
Some have lost family members in Syria to horrific violence. One woman tells me she lost her son, shot 32 times by pro-government forces. Ibrahim al-Kalani stands on the fringes of the protest, holding the flag of the Syrian revolution. He says it's hard to even get a hold of relatives in Syria. And when you do, conversations take place in a kind of code.
I call it secret Syrian ways of communication. We use funny words and you know, different expressions to evade Syrian monitoring of the telephone lines.
Even before the uprising against Assad's government more than 2 years ago and the brutal civil conflict that's followed, there were nearly as many Syrians living outside Syria as there were inside. And right now, those inside Syria rely on family members abroad more than ever. But while Hakmeh says it's not easy to send money, at this point you pretty much have to find someone to smuggle money directly into the country. And even then, there are dangers to spending U.S. dollars in Syria.
And the Assad regime now is jailing people who use currency other than the Syrian pound because they don't want the continued devaluation of the pound.
Hakmeh is an emergency room physician. There are lots of doctors in Michigan's Syrian community. Some have even gone back to Syria multiple times to provide medical aid. There are other ways for Syrian Americans to help out from afar, like frequent fundraisers for humanitarian assistance.
And consistently, these fundraisers have all raised over $1 million.
That's Lena Masri, a Syrian American attorney. One thing Southeast Michigan's Syrian community doesn't lack is money. They've raised millions upon millions of dollars over the last 2 years. But Masri says what they do lack is manpower, especially to help refugees. She's taken on dozens of refugee cases. Their applications show that a lot of them are getting money, housing, and other support from Syrian Americans.
They've consistently been able to list others that have provided financial support from shelter to utilities to, you know, everyday expenses.
That kind of generosity, even from strangers, is something Dr. Adnan Hamad has seen again and again. He works for an Arab American social services agency. He says that immigrant community is used to absorbing people fleeing conflict.
This community is about a generation of immigrants receiving a second generation of immigrants, a generation of refugees receiving another influx of refugees.
But it's not all rosy. There are those rebel supporters back at the park. But there's also a pro-Assad faction in the Detroit Syrian community. The conflict has ended friendships and split families. But Hamad is confident the larger Arab American community will pull together to support displaced Syrians.
I think the community is going to be more helpful to the Syrian refugees than any other influx of refugees that we have received in the past.
Adnan Hamad, once a refugee himself, has seen a number of families arrive in Michigan traumatized, penniless, and friendless. And he says that within a few years, many have rebuilt their lives to the point where they're the ones contributing the most to the next wave of refugees. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.